Anna Sabremowitz here, and I help instructional designers and e-learning developers craft interactive stories. Now, before I forget, if this is something you're super interested in, especially leveraging emotions and stories and behavior change, go to elearningsecrets.com and sign up for my upcoming training. It is free. You can join live, participate. It's awesome. Tons of value. All right, so if somebody could put that into the comments for me, that would be amazing. Okay, what am I gonna talk to you about today? Listen, and it's kind of funny because this is a conversation I just had with one of my clients that we're launching a program that's opening up on very soon in the new year. And we had one of those like setup calls, right? Like, you know, what we're gonna be doing, what expectations are, and talking about really some of the challenges, right? And it's funny because this is something that he brought up, and I was like, I was going to talk about this today anyway, so this is awesome, because I'm like, this is a common topic, right? The common topic is, and tell me if this ever happens to you, constantly get people asking for the same thing in e-learning over and over, like, and it's like, you know, like, I would love to, you know, do scenario-based learning for you. I would love to do storytelling, but nobody ever says, you know, dream client says, hey, can you do a interactive storytelling module for me? Would you mind doing that? And you'd be like, of course, but that never happens, right? Nobody said ever. That's like on a t-shirt. And it's funny because one of the things that happens is that you realize that those are the things that people probably need, right? But what they want is completely different. Like, you're like, you want me to take this PowerPoint and make it interactive? Like, that's what you want, really? And one of the things that happens to people when they're doing this is you feel absolutely underutilized. You're like, I could do so much more for you, but because I can't, because you're coming in with this idea about what you already want and what you already need, and really I need to become the trusted advisor here, but it's hard for me when you've already set out like what the parameters are, right? And so that also makes you feel very frustrated, because you see the potential, because you have all this experience and knowledge, and you have all these demos out there, and you're like, this is possible, why are we just doing this? So it can get very, you can start getting a little cynical, like the world doesn't understand, or people aren't ready, right? It gets pretty bad. If you've ever had this kind of thinking, if you could put hashtag guilty in the comments, that would be wonderful. You'd let me know. Also, before I forget, go to elearningsecrets.com. and register for my upcoming webinar. You are gonna absolutely love it if this is something that you love talking and you wanna solve this problem, because there's more, and also I talk about just really how to implement this for you. So here's the, and it's kind of funny because I think developers, not to really categorize people, but you fall into two kind of categories. And let me know which category, if you're in the comments, let me know if you're category one or if you're category two. So category one is either you get all these people coming to you, whether you're an independent consultant or you're working with like within a company. And category one is that you are constantly putting out the same thing over and over and over again, like basically same boring stuff. And then, and you're just like, can we just do something a little bit different? Like, I get, like, they'll see something like, Jim had this done. Can we get some of that? And you're like, really? That's what you want? Ah, right? Or you're in category two. Category two. And I've been in both of these categories. Depending on the context and the people that are around you, categories will change, right? So category two is that you're completely overwhelmed because every single time you get a bunch of content, you have to dress it up and make it even more amazing than the last time you made it. And people come to you with like, I was thinking this time we could do a theme of, we could do like a travel theme. And you're like, but we sell diapers. And you're like, no, but travel themes are hot right now. So you're like, okay, I'm going to try and make this content exciting and, you know, let's make it work, okay? So then you're like basically overwhelmed by design demands, right? Oh, what a place. So are you category one or category two? If you're special, you're both, or if you're not even in the... You let me know. Let me know that. Okay, so how do you solve this? So this is what needs to happen. Okay, so you got to step back and be like, why isn't this working? How come nobody wakes up and goes, I need an interactive story today. Let's go talk to Anna and Jim and they're going to set me up. No, they're not even thinking that. Why? Because they have no clue. They have no clue that it's possible. And the way I want to tell you this is imagine you sit beside somebody, let's say you're design learning, and you sat beside somebody for like a decade who designed things in After Effects, right? Which is a Adobe software to create like movies and special effects in film. So let's say you sat beside that person for 10 years, right? Just sat beside them. You're doing your own thing, but you're, you know. And then one day they go, hey, do you want me to build you something? And you're like, yeah. Can you build me a box that moves around and does this? And they're like, what? That's all you're going to ask me to do? Do you understand the power of After Effects? There's so much power. Steven Spielberg power. And you're like, well, I don't know. And they're like, well, I sat beside you for 10 years. Don't you know what After Effects does? Don't you know the power that you have? The opportunities? Have you seen all the demos? And I'll be like, no, I just been doing my own thing here. I just need this box to move. Is there more? Is it gonna cost more? Is it gonna take a lot of time? I don't want that. I don't want quick and easy. Don't make me part of your project. I don't know anything. I'm overwhelmed. What do we do when we pitch scenarios to people? They're like, that's what we assume. We're like, hey, you know training, right? So when I tell you about my After Effects, you should know what I'm talking about. Or when I ask you what you want, you know what you want. No, you don't. No, you don't. This is the thing. I talk about learners, right? Being cold. So we have cold learners. And then basically the reason we're using stories and interactive storytelling is because we want to get them to hot learners, right? And hot learners are going out there getting stuff done. They're ready to learn. But that's the way you also need to talk to your sponsors, your stakeholders. Pretend they're cold learners. Because what do cold learners do? They're like, why are you telling me this? I already know what I want. Life is hunky-dory. I want a PowerPoint moved over to e-learning. And, you know, that's it. They're unaware. They're unaware of the options. They're unaware of, haven't studied the stuff you've studied. Even proximity, right? We assume proximity and that they've seen stuff. No, they don't know. All they know is what they know. So they're like, well, Jim had this thing where he took his PowerPoint from the live classroom and he kind of moved it into the live. Can you do the same for me? I think that's what I need. What do you got to do? This is how you solve that problem. Because one of the things we're doing is we're being the expert that goes, blah, you need all this awesomeness. And they're like, give me the box. I just want a box, right? So what do you got to do? You have to, like you would with a cold learner, you got to engage them through emotion and story. You got to find out, so it's going to be story, it really is, of what is possible. And the only way you know which story to engage them with is if you find out what their desire is. So you ask them, you got to ask them, like, what are you looking for? Like, what's, you know, we've launched this thing you want, and in 6 months, what are people doing that you're like, yeah, it worked. That was the best investment ever. What is that? And a lot of times it's not, they read all the pages. It's not. A lot of times it's, You know what they're doing? They're actually just checking the procedures every time because they know they change all the time and they could mess up if they don't. Or they're okay saying no to customers because they've backed themselves up, because they've built the confidence to say, hey, this is how we do business and I'm gonna help you, but if you're asking for this, that isn't gonna fly. So you're like, okay, right? So what happens is you discover their desire. You discover their goals. And you discover what's getting in the way, right? What's getting in the way? What is it? Training sometimes is just the first thing that comes to mind because it's the usual suspect, right? That's what people, it's like this, it's the heuristic of availability. What's the most simplest solution? Let me try and solve it. So you got to dig a little bit deeper than that. And then what I want you to consider is I don't want you to mention the solution at all. I don't want you to mention storytelling. I don't want you to mention scenarios. I don't want you to mention development. What I want you to discover is the desire and the goals. And then what happens is you can say, hey, so wait a minute, your goal is this. What if we can make that happen? What if we could take what you want, that vision, and we could actually make it reality? Would that be cool? And they might say, of course. And I'd say, okay, I've got some ideas for you. Now what's happening is you're being a collaborator. They're driving this story, they're driving this vision, but now you sound like somebody who's actually listened to what they care about, and now you're trying to turn that into something that manifests their vision. Completely different approach, right? Because they could say, I need this. You're like, no, what you need is scenarios. No. I'm not even saying anything like that. Just discover their desire and need. And you could say, listen, I got some ideas. Let me come back to you, okay? It will be a better experience. Are you going to convince 100% of the people all the time? No, that does not work. But is this person now going to think, hey, they're in tune. They want to know what I think. And they want to know what my vision is. You gotta dig deep for this stuff. A lot of times it's like, we gotta make sure the stuff gets done. But why? Well, last year I launched something and it was a flop, and this year I wanna make sure that people are engaged and it looks good, you know? Like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let's figure it out. It's not all single dimension. Not everybody's a checkbox. Sometimes people are emotions too. Figure what those are. This will help you. So, what's the big deal? What you want to do is you treat your stakeholders like you would a cold learner, which is somebody who is unaware of the options, doesn't even know what they're missing. They're honky-dory. They're like, just do this and life will be great, right? They're not thinking of the other things that are possible because they don't know about them. So instead of being, you know, smothering them with all your knowledge and all your options, just figure out what they want. And you might just find that there's a story in an interactive scenario that fits in there. If you ask the questions. All right? Okay, so if you like this and you want to learn more about this stuff, guess what? Go to elearningsecrets.com, register for an upcoming webinar. You're going to absolutely love it. We're going to have a ton of fun. I'm even more on. So I hope you have a fabulous rest of the day. If you enjoy this content, give me a thumbs up. Also share it with a friend or a colleague who's struggling through this, because there's a lot of people. This is super common. Guess what? I went through this. Like, this is every project you're like, but this would be so much better if you did this, right? But there's a way to approach that will actually help you. So you just keep practicing and practicing and practicing until you get it. All right. Keep pushing within your circle of influence. You can do this. All right. Have a wonderful rest of the day, friends. Bye.